Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
This is Michigan Radio. I'm Doug Tribou. On Wednesday mornings, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about what's happening in state politics. Jack, after the nightclub shooting in Orlando on Sunday, some have called for stricter controls on gun sales in the U.S. Earlier this week, Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta reported that the Michigan legislature has 48 gun-related bills filed before the shooting to consider when it reconvenes this fall. Do you anticipate any significant changes here in Michigan because of what happened in Florida?
No, nothing. Absolutely nothing will change. Nothing will happen.
And why is that?
It's because the gun lobby, primarily the NRA, controls the legislature. It's also an election year. They don't want to do anything to rock the boat. They wouldn't in any case. They didn't do anything when the president pleaded with them. Congress didn't, and legislatures didn't. When 20 first grade and second grade children were murdered a few years ago, they'll do absolutely nothing. They may pass some kind of a eyewash resolution, perhaps, saying terrorists shouldn't have guns, but absolutely nothing will happen.
Jack, the legislature may be out of session, but two former representatives are still in the spotlight. A judge has dismissed charges against Cindy Gamrat, but Todd Corser will still have to stand trial for perjury and misconduct in office charges. All of this stems from the pair's cover-up of their extramarital affair. The attorney general plans to prosecute Corser to the full extent of the law. Good decision there?
Well, I can't comment on the legal niceties of this and whether he deserves prosecution or not. It would be a bad decision to pay a lot of attention to this. This is sort of, some people are accusing Schuette of political grandstanding. He wants to run for governor and is sort of showing his credentials by prosecuting a fellow Republican. But Todd Corser is a sort of a lone wolf. None of the other Republicans like him. They found him to be an embarrassment. To their credit, they moved to expel him and Gamrat. He quit just before he could be expelled. The Democrats did nothing about their own criminal in the Senate, Virgil Smith, who now is sitting in jail. But there's really no political risk here, and there's a danger, I think, that all of us, and we in the media are guilty of this, are paying too much attention to what now is sort of a meaningless sideshow at the expense of more important issues.
Governor Rick Snyder signed legislation Tuesday that requires public schools in Michigan to teach students about genocide, including the Holocaust and the Armenian genocide. Seems like there are two issues here, the value of teaching students about past atrocities in the hopes they're not repeated, and how specific state governments should get in making curriculum guidelines. What's your view?
Well, I have a hard time opposing anything that requires students to learn more history. Students have always been sort of dreadfully ignorant of history, and I think the ones today, judged by the college students I see at Wayne State, are even more so than they were in my time. I have never had a Holocaust denier as a student, but I certainly had students who didn't know that the Holocaust was a real event, and lots of them don't know about the Armenian genocide of the time of the First World War. So I can't work up any indignation against this. What remains to be seen is how they'll teach it. We really don't know, and I think the bill really doesn't specify that.
Jack, our conversations are normally about government and politics, but I'd like to close by giving you a chance to share your thoughts on the passing of Detroit hockey great Gordie Howe.
I think this is sort of kind of a touchstone of an era for people who are baby boomers and older. I only met Gordie Howe once, back when I was a golf caddy half a century ago. He was a perfect gentleman. Everybody always said that he was just a very nice man when he wasn't checking opponents on the ice. And I think people in the 50s and 60s, you know, it was a different era. And he was sort of like Al Kaline with the Detroit Tigers. The Red Wings were sometimes good and more often mediocre, but Gordie Howe was always there, consistent, consistently great, consistently classy, and he was in some of those years about the only reason to go buy a ticket and see the Detroit Red Wings, just as Kaline was with the Tigers. And it's sort of a part of our childhood and part of another era that is passing, and we're sad, just as we were when Muhammad Ali died.
Okay, Jack, thanks a lot.
Have a great day.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday at this time to talk about the latest in Michigan politics.